Bob Marley on the Zoo. Thanks for waking up with us. This is Wendy. I'm here with Dr. Ganey, the Randolph County School Superintendent. How are you today?
I'm doing fine.
All right, so let's get started. We'll start off with the recent tornado event we had. Was it last week? Tell us about that, how you guys handled everything.
Well, I just want to say on February 6th, it was an unusual day as the weather came through, and then we had a tornado come through the county. And I just want to say a big thank you to the students, the staff members, the parents, all the community members. It was a tough day for everybody. It was in many ways. I know a lot of people were scared and very nervous, but the way everybody responded, I'm very proud of that, very proud, and want to say a big thank you to our staff because, you know, as I've told many people, principals can't do that all alone by themselves on their campus,
yeah.
And they didn't have to because they have a great – all our schools have great staff members, mm-hmm. and they all chipped in and did what they needed to do to take care of kids. So really proud of that. Wish we never would have had that event because, obviously – as I said, there were some children that were very nervous, some mm-hmm. adults were very nervous, parents as well as staff. And it was a scary day in many ways in that afternoon. But on the flip side, when you see people jump to action to take care of kids at all costs, that makes you very proud. And that tells you one of the basic underlying themes of public schools. Public schools are going to take care of kids and schools in general.
Yeah.
You know, I say public schools because I work with public schools, but mm-hmm. schools in general are going to do everything, whether it's a public or private, a charter. They're going to do what it takes to take care of kids. And that's just the nature of the business, as is a community like ours. Our mm-hmm. community is going to do whatever it takes to take care of kids. And that's what happened on February 6th. So very proud. And happy no one got hurt that day. I know we had some destruction up in the Grace Chapel area as the storm mm-hmm. went through there, and I really feel sorry and feel for those community members and hope things will get turned around as soon as they possibly can for them. But I just want to say a big thank you to everybody, staff members and community members, for their help that mm-hmm. day.
And it's really comforting to the parents, too, to know that you guys are putting the students first, their safety first, and, you know, everything went well.
Well, our kids are our most special.
Yes.
That's what we're here for. They're special, and we've yeah. got to take care of them. But we have to take care of staff mm-hmm. and take care of the parents who are supporting us and community members. So it was a very collective effort that day.
Yes. All right. Let's move on to the spelling bee.
Well, February 4th, we had our annual spelling bee, and want mm-hmm. to congratulate Caitlin McAllister. She's an eighth grade student at Northeastern Randolph Middle School. It's always a great event. I always hear words I didn't know were words. You know, and the kids are just as comfortable spelling them. Mm-hmm. But we're at Sunset Theater, which is a great venue for this event. And so just congratulations to Caitlin and wish her well. She goes to it's a regional competition in mm-hmm. Winston-Salem for a chance to go to D.C. for the national competition.
Awesome. Congratulations to Caitlin. All right, we've got lots of upcoming events, starting with, looks like there's one today.
Yes, today we have the preliminary Battle of the Books for elementary school. One session is being held at Wheatmore High School. Another mm-hmm. session is being held at Providence Grove High School, which will lead into the Battle of the Book finals for the elementary schools later in coming weeks. We also, Friday night, have All County Band. Has always been a big event in the school system,
yes.
and it's a great honor to be chosen to be a member of the All-County Band. It will be at Journey Church in Ashburn. The concert will start at 7 o'clock. The kids will be working on things tomorrow in preparation for that concert, so it's a great event. Read Across America Day is March 2nd, so we will have guest readers, board members, community members, leadership team members in elementary schools across this county or across our school system. It'd be a very exciting day, Read Across America Day. And then the next day, sometimes this people don't realize the great talent of our kids, but we have mm-hmm. the Youth Arts Show at Randolph Arts Guild, and from 4 to 5:30 on March the 3rd, the artwork for elementary schools will be displayed. And then from 5:30 to 7, they'll on display will be the middle school and high school artwork. And I just encourage everybody to come out and check out our students' artwork. And that's a collective event or all the Ashburn City's involved, charter mm-hmm. schools involved, our school system's involved. You get to see where the real talent, some of the yeah. artistic talent is in this county. And mm-hmm. it's sitting right in our schools, Ashburn City schools, and in charter schools. So it's exciting mm-hmm. to see. And I always get kind of taken back by what I see the kids have done. And you're thinking, wow, mm-hmm. these are kids in school. This is as good as what you see from professional artists. Mm-hmm. So
that's great. And the kindergarten registration night's coming up.
Yes, March 10th. I'm sorry, I've just about forgot that. That is a big event.
Yes.
It'll be at all 17 elementary schools from 5 to 7. And the big thing people need to know is we need you to come on out. We've got to get our kindergarten numbers as good as we can, as early as we can, so we can make appropriate resource allocations for next year. And if somebody misses that night, they can continue to go by the school where their child should attend, and they can enroll all through the spring. But we really need as many people out on March the 10th as we possibly can, from 5 to 7.
Definitely. Something that excited me when I read the email you guys sent about today's topics was the Trinity High School student that sang at Carnegie Hall, because I got a chance to sing with HPU at Carnegie Hall in 2011, and it is amazing.
Well, Sierra Makepson, I've seen Sierra in different performances at Trinity High School. Very talented individual. And I don't know if you saw the story on Fox 8. It was great.
I didn't.
And she just, I mean, you just see success. You can just see success in her. And I just can't wait to see what happens during her as she moves past high school. But
she's
gonna
love it.
She's a senior at Trinity High School. And we thought what caught our attention was she had to learn a song to audition. She had to learn a song in Italian. And so that just tells you more about what's going on in these high schools. And, you know, Trinity High School, the opportunities these kids are getting. Mm-hmm. And so just congratulations to Sierra. The actual, it was called an honors performance series is what she auditioned and I guess tried out for to participate in. And that's what got her to this great, great experience for her. So congratulations, Sierra.
Yes, congratulations to her. Carnegie is breathtaking.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
It's amazing. All right, a few other things going on. Middle school basketball champs.
Well,
wrestling champs.
Yes, we've wrapped up middle school sports for winter season. Archdale Trinity Middle School boys and Randall Middle School girls won the basketball tournaments for middle school. And then Archdale Trinity Middle School wrestling team won the wrestling tournament at middle school. And those are always big events. I mean, you go to those every year and you never see the gym not full. I mean, that's what's neat about those events. These are middle school kids and they get a lot of support from their classmates, their staff, the staff members at their schools, and their parents and community members. It's just good to see kids being showcased and their talents. So congratulations to all the students and coaches who are involved in those big wins.
Congratulations. All right, last on the list, looks like we've got some grant money that's been awarded throughout the school system. So,
yeah, I do want to say a big thank you to Treliant Federal Credit Union. We received a grant from them of $17,625 total. It's divided up among all our high schools, or our six traditional high schools: Eastern Randolph, Providence Grove, Randleman High School, Southwestern Randolph High School, Trinity High School, and then UR Ridge got received some of this overall grant. And what we're going to be doing is we'll have a career truck fair. Last year we experimented with it in the Archdale Trinity Zone. It was held at Hopewell Elementary School, and all the children from the Archdale Trinity Elementary Schools got to come, and it was showcasing careers that involve, you know, trucks. Like maybe an 18, there's a guy with an 18 wheeler. I actually got to get an 18 wheeler. I tried to get him to let me drive it, but he wouldn't let me drive it. I did find the horn, but so we're going to expand this out to the whole school system now, so all the elementary children get a chance to go to one of these career truck fairs. So that's going to be a great event. So it was a great event last year, and looking forward to seeing the kids at the other schools get to experience as well in the other zones. So
that sounds great, and congratulations to all them. That money, I know, will be well spent.
Oh, yes, and thank you to Treliant Federal Credit Union for this award, this grant.
That benefits the community more than they know.
Oh, yes, yes.
All right, so thank you for being with us. We'll be back around this time next month to talk more about what's going on. And thanks for being with us, Dr.
Well, thank you. Thank you.
Have a great one.
You too.
With a zoo. No, the other zoo. 99.9 FM.